The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
All right, Live Oak. It's been a good night, right? Y'all had fun? All right, so at some point in time when we release episodes, I'm supposed to say something good at the end of shit, right? Like to send out an episode, right? Like I'm supposed to give some like inspirational message or some good shit like that, right? So I want to tell you this. Like 2 years ago, Hasten, who's one of the owners of this bar, told me that when I first got to come do these episodes, he said I could start at 11 o'clock in the morning. And if you would have saw the first episodes that we did at 11 o'clock in the morning with the podcast, they were shit. Riley Anderson is probably the only person that's here that was part of those episodes. And when we first did them, I was like, shit, we are never going to get to do shit in Nashville again. I'm going to have to work with just social media personalities the rest of my life, and I'm going to be fucking miserable because I hate doing that shit. But I kind of put my head to the floor, and I kept changing, and I kept changing. I said, you know what? I'm going to just, like, put my morals over money, and I'm going to just follow my friends and see what they do. Well, along the way, we got switched from starting at 11 to starting at 5. And now I get to do stuff like this to where at the end of the night, I get to do something really cool to where not only throughout the whole night have it progressed to where we've had great artists throughout the whole night. But now at the end of the night, I got Mr. Grayson Russell, who's not only a television and movie star who was in Ricky Bobby, but he's not just was in Ricky Bobby. He's an incredible singer and songwriter. And the other day he made me cry when he brought his daddy up on stage to do a Faith song, which was amazing, which is my favorite thing I've ever seen you do. Then throughout the way in those 2 years, I got to meet this little fella right here, Mr. Miles Gee. Let me tell you about Miles Gee real fast. Within those 2 years, I got sent a video of somebody playing way more blues at their middle school, I guess, or it was elementary school. I can't remember now. It was Miles. But when I saw some of the comments, I couldn't help but say, hey, you want to come to Nashville and play a show? And now since then, not because of anything I've done, it's all because of you, he's played at Bridgestone with Billy Strings. He's played with so many people. You're the coolest kid on the planet to me. Y'all give it up for Mr. Miles Gee, please. If you don't think country music is alive and well, you ain't looking at this damn kid, I'll tell you that. And then this skinny name-dropping son of a bitch right here. He's the only person in the world I know that'll put his own name in his own song. But I love him, and I would do anything in the world for him. And he's brought somebody that I'm a fan of, Mr. John Daly, out, and I've got to meet him. So thank you, Mr. John, and thank you, Lil Skinny, for making my night. Thank you very much. And you, thank you so much for being here too, Mr. Fiddle Player, Mr. Fowler. I about messed up and not said your name. I'm going to hush now because the rest of this is going to be cool. But the point of all that was, it ain't where you start. It's how the hell you finish. So even if you're struggling right now, please keep grinding and get where you want to go. I love y'all. Thank y'all for coming out tonight. This was Raising Grace Rounds and the Josh Terry Podcast. Thank y'all.
Miles going to kick this thing off, y'all. I was born a rambling man.
Nashville, Tennessee.
That's right. Got
em. Well, they're always having a good time down there on the bayou. But them bayou women sure do love me. Oh, Lord, I was born around the mayhem. Oh, trying to make a living and doing the best I can. Oh, when it's out of leaving, I hope you'll understand. Lord, I was born around the man.
I'll ski, y'all. Yeah, buddy. You do it. We're following you, buddy. But Keith won't do way more. Let's go. I gotta go up. You're gonna be on capo 3. There we go. Yeah, Miles wants to do a song with me. So Miles posted a video of doing a song that I wrote, and we'll do it together tonight if that's all right. This was called Let's Have a Ball. Hey. for miles there. Skipping rocks across Lake Washita. If you thought it was Wachita, then I bet you can, folks. I ain't from Arkansas. I don't buy too often, but I can't say the same about my nose. Can I get more guitar, please, on the monitor? Cut his teeth on whaling, old time rock and roll, sweet home Alabama. If he ain't picking up what we're putting down, guess what, y'all? But we don't give a damn. I seen the way she's looking at me, right back at you. Thank you, kindly, man. If you're to have a ball, let's break it down for miles one time. Pick me some, son. Miles, get it right.
Censor it. This song's for anybody who's ever cheated on him and cried about it. It's called Go Cry Somewhere Else. Go wait on everybody. Get ready. Yep. Yep.
Something like that. It's just like Gene, Cindy,
y'all ready? We'll censor it. Well, there are scars on my hands from the stuff that I hit when I'm mad. But I don't let her see me when I get to acting like that. We tried to bury the hatchet, but she won't quit digging this hole. She'd have just told me the truth. I wouldn't have right hooked that telephone pole. So darling, go cry somewhere else and leave me alone. I'm tired of feeling like this. I ain't done nothing wrong. Well, I shook my last gift, so go pick up your. All she'll want is to just have me back. Well, we've cried our eyes out, but the truth is it ain't the first time. If you wouldn't go and sleep with your friends, I wouldn't need to go drinking with mine. So go cry somewhere else. So go cry somewhere else. Leave me alone.
Yeah, let's get him up there. Mr. John Daly, why don't you come up here and sing one with us?
Ladies and gentlemen, y'all give it up for Mr. John Daly.
Hey, Pops, come around. Come around.
Hey, Miles, you finally slow those hands down when I sing. Where you want
me? Come down here. Everybody, welcome to the stage, Mr. John Daly, y'all. Woo! Sound guy, where we at? Oh, there he is. My bad. Sorry. He stuck up on me. He's got it now.
So usually when I get on stage, everybody fucking leaves. You know what I mean?
Keep cranking more and more up in his mouth. A little bit more. Yeah, keep a little more.
Oh, turn me up so I can't get high. What are we doing, babe?
We'll do the whales.
Oh,
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get 10 for $10 on select varieties of Kroger pasta, Starkist tuna pouches, or Powerade with your card. Then get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breasts for $2.49 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So y'all look up this old album I did in August. Tyler Four gave me a song called Country Boy. He says, hey, you need to do another album. But Tyler Reeve, this is a Tyler Reeve song, Chris Young song. It's called The Way I Lose. Have a lot more money in the bank, a little more gas in my tank. Oh, my skies would be so blue if I could win the way I lose. I tip the band to play one more. I take your hand out on the floor. You'd hold on tight till the night was through. If I could win the way I lose. I'm sitting here alone. The beer in a bar, wondering where we went wrong and where you are. Lately, that's about all that I do since I lost you. Sitting here alone with a beer in a box, wondering where we went wrong and where you are. Lately, that's about all that I do since I lost you. Are you still answer when I call? I still call her house my home, and my heart wouldn't be broken too if I could win the way I lose. If I could win the way I lose. It's what we do at Live Oak, in Oak Live, or Live Oak, Oak Live. When we get this way, it's Oak Live.
What are we doing now?
Hey, let's do fucking me and Willie's song.
Oh, yeah, Whiskey and Water.
Whiskey and Water. It's the last song Willie Nelson ever did with anybody. How, I don't know, but this album, Whiskey and Water, is really did a lot of good shit for me. Didn't make me any money, but this song did. I got a friend who's a preacher, knows most of my sins. He don't criticize me and say I'm down in the end. Tells me next Sunday they're having baptisms. I go down in that water, they'll all be forgiven. My old friend Jack Daniels won't leave me alone. I'm here standing at the crossroad. One can lead me to hell, the other straight to... Oh, you're all way too fast. Slow it down, baby. Just slow it down. Now we're right where Willie would say. Let's go back to the chorus. Old friend Jack Daniels won't leave me alone. I'm here standing at the crossroad. One can lead me to hell, the other straight to the Father. I'm somewhere between whiskey and water. This is how Willie would say this next word. Lay down with the angels. Both of them found me willing and able. Water can wash clean the sins of a man, while whiskey's a gateway to the unpromised land. Old friend Jack Daniels won't leave me alone. I'm here standing at the crossroad. One can lead me to hell, the other straight to. I'm somewhere between whiskey and water. Somewhere between whiskey and water. Y'all want to hear the national anthem of Nashville, Tennessee? Jamie Johnson told me. It's on my Hit It Hard album. I don't know. That was fucking 100 years ago. You kids wouldn't understand that, but Bob Dylan never wrote the third verse to Knock on Heaven's Door. Guess who did? Not Blake Shelton. This man. Take this badge off of me. I can't use it anymore. It's getting dark, too dark to see. I feel like I'm knocking on heaven's door.
Y'all sing with us now.
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. 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 Play it, Skinny. Come on, y'all. Give me that fiddle, kid. Let's go. Come on, Miles. Guns in the ground. I can't shoot them anymore. Cold black cloud, y'all, coming down. I feel like I'm knocking on heaven's door. Clap for that shit. That's amazing, man. So I was obliged. Y'all keep playing, but I actually did write the third verse of this song. And Bob Dylan sent me a guitar, the lyrics and everything. And he's kind of a golfer. And on the tour in 06, I missed 9 cuts in a row. The only song I ever thought about was Knock on Heaven's Door, and I wrote the third verse. It goes a little bit like this. See. Mama, I can hear my words no more. It's getting really hard to score. Knocking on. Hey, welcome to Live Oak. I'm the one that sings when everybody leaves, but Mama, I love you.
Y'all give it up for the one and only John motherfucking Daly, y'all.
Where's a crane that's gonna take me home?
AKA my car.
I can get drunker than all you tonight.
All right,
hey, look at baby Jesus over up in there now. Baby Jesus, baby Jesus.
He started
Grayson,
baby
play
Jesus.
One.
You want me to play one? Oh, Lord.
Hell yeah. This is the only man I know, well, kid, that could play the saddest damn song and smile about it. I witnessed this tonight at Force Talk at Old Hickory. We're going to come out with this. We are going to come out with this. Skinny. Porch Talk with John Daly.
We're going to do a podcast.
Yeah, it's going to be called Porch Talk with John Daly. Mm-hmm. Talk about whatever the fuck you want to talk about.
We'll last two, maybe three episodes.
If you get sad or lonely or whatever. But hey, Grace, I'm going to do this. You're going to hate me for it. But anybody watch Talladega Nights? That is baby Jesus right there,
coming
y'all.
At you like a spider monkey.
I love him. He's my son. Well,
Skinny's your son. I'm like, well, I'm your baby.
But
well, you my brother. We all family up here.
Who'd ever thought about baby Jesus playing in the where we are tonight? Fuck, I don't know where we are. Live Oak Live. Shit, I'm allergic to all of it. Poison Ivy. Hey, thank y'all for letting me make a dumbass out of myself. But Grayson, play that one you played at the one you played at Porch Talk tonight.
All right, let's it'll be in
unbelievable. Give it up for Grayson, y'all.
Yep, y'all give it up for Grayson. We're gonna do one more each and get out of here, y'all. We appreciate it.
So I lost my granddad about a month and a half ago, and this is a song I wrote about him. And all the people who have raised me. Here we go. It's called Turned Out Good. I hope you like it.
Of six with two kids and a wife, and you never know it if he walked in the room. He'd work nights to bring home the bacon, and he only had a 10th grade education, but he's probably the smartest man I ever knew. They used to make t-shirts and they'd stick me in a box. He'd sing Big Bad John, walk me through the shop, and he always made me feel 10 feet tall. But sometimes I'd look into his eyes and they'd seem old. And just by looking, you'd never know that his mama died when he was three. Got cancer picking cotton, fell down in the weeds, and he wasn't tall enough to see what was going on. At seven, he got paralyzed from the waist down, cause the fever took his legs, so he'd slide on the ground. But they took him to that tent revival. They all watched him run. So you can't tell me that there ain't a father and there ain't a son. Cause he turned out good. Well,
Well, he's worn a tie for most of my life. Built a house with his hands for his kid and his wife. And I think he'd rather die than retire. I used to hate Saturdays cause he'd make me go fishing. At nights he'd study that Sunday school lesson. And he'd bring the tears singing with that choir. Sometimes I'd look into his eyes and they'd seem old. And just by looking, you'd never know that when his mama left, his daddy turned on to liquor, and that kid got abused by his babysitter. And now he can't remember most of his childhood. But he grew up and married an Alabama queen. Now his kid's in the movies and he's chasing his dreams. And my daddy made a life for all of us the way that he should. So you can't tell me that you've been through too much to be any good. Play it, Riley. Cause he turned out good. And that used to be paralyzed child raised at Alabama Queen. Taught my dad about Jesus. They taught it to me. And that's the only reason I'm able to be who I am. So you can't tell me that there ain't a father and there ain't a son. And you can't tell me that you've been through too much to be any good. Cause they turned out good.
Thank y'all. Y'all give it up one more time for Mr. Miles Gee. He's going to send us home this evening.
Thank you.
McGee, y'all. Come on. Yeah, we will close this one out. Thank y'all so much for coming out to the Josh Terry podcast tonight.
Yeah, y'all give Josh a hand.
It's been a long one and a late one. Big shout out to Josh Terry for putting this thing on, y'all. Come on. This was by request. I'm going to close out with this song here. A lot of people don't know that me and Rylan's traveled across the Arklatex together. And we went back to my home state not too long ago and went down to Texas Camp, played some shows together. And since Rylan already knows the song and John always requests the song, we'll do this one.
And we're going to Vegas here in, what, 2 weeks?
Yeah, in 2 weeks we're going to Vegas. Wish us luck. Hope we come back alive.
Rich. Gonna come back rich.
I hope that, too. I'm good with just alive. So I come from a little town called Nashville, Arkansas. And I moved out here to Nashville, Tennessee. There's a song about it. No stoplights, only stop signs. Population 4109 says, welcome to Nashville, Nashville, Arkansas. Got a guitar and a story to tell. You see that tip jar's wishing wheel. You can't have dreams that big in a town that small. My Friday night lights are neon signs or an old wooden chair. Took 21 years, 2 tanks of gas to get me there. From Arkansas to Tennessee, 500 miles and 1/6 stream. Now you don't stand a snowball's chance in hell. From Nashville to Nashville. No sunshine on the Broadway lights. Run on fumes on a Wednesday night. Say welcome to Nashville, Nashville, Tennessee. Paying my dues, barely paying rent. About to break like strings I've been. Trying to change the world, for it changed me. But I laughed when they said I'd only last 2 weeks. From Arkansas to Tennessee, 500 miles and 1/6 string. Now you don't stand a snowball's chance to nail. From empty bars and sold out crowds, from bedding in to standing out. Stop breaking in these boots I'm trying to fill. I ain't saying I made it. Tonight I made it. From Nashville to Nashville. Make me cry, Ron. Send the folks back home. They said I would, they said I won't. And those along the way that tried to stop me, that's what got me. From Arkansas to Tennessee, 500 miles and 1/6 train. But you don't stand snowballs chasing him. From empty bars and sold out crowds, from sitting on the stage right now. a breaking in these boots I'm trying to fill. I ain't saying I made it. Tonight I made it from Nashville to Nashville. If I ever make it, I tell them I made it from Nashville to Nashville. Josh Terry Podcast, we out of here, y'all. Thank you for a great night. My man, sad, great, brother.
Lowe's knows how to help make your Super Bowl 59 party a touchdown. Let us help you prep your home to host with top brands like Charbroil, Blackstone, and LG, so you can be the MVP of game day. Plus, use the Lowe's app to find what you need for a seamless shopping run. Or huddle up with our Lowe's Red Vest associates to help make all your game time hosting decisions.